Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Aleph, four lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Beis, and in our Mishnah and our Gemara, we just spoke about the concept of Hasra, and Amar Ula, and Ula now asks, Minayim Lasra Minatera, how do we know that there's a din of Hasra Midaraisa? And Taisus is bothered that the whole concept of Hasra is the Havchem Bein Shegla Mezid, and therefore there's a Sfarah that is a requirement for Hasra, and therefore Taisus explains, Bechavakami Bayle, Lamanda Amma Chavat Sarach Hasra, that the Gemara's question is specifically regarding a Chava, according to the Manda Omar that even a Chava requires Asra, and the Gemara's question therefore is that since there's no requirement for a Chava to have Asra, l'havchem bein shegel u'mezid, so why would there be a requirement for Asra? And as Taisus states, ibe she'ein a Chava, holi nitna Asra, l'havchem bein shegel u'mezid, and then Taisus states, inami mi bayilei minol and be'in on hemis techrei diba, that in a chenami, there is no question that there's a requirement for Asra midaraisa, and the Gemara's question is that how do we know that the Asra has to be done in techrei diba? The Gemara will now bring four different Makaris. The Gemara will then state that we actually need all four Makaris. And Ula tells us, Shenaman, as the Pasuk in Gedashim states, V'isha Shiika Chazachisi Bas Ova V'Bas Imoi V'Rosa Vasa V'Hisira Savasai Chesed Hu V'Nichrusu La'eni B'nei Amam Ervisachisi Gila Avoyna Yisa. And we know that although B'negeim most Arias, there is a Chi of a Misa B'dei Adam. However, if someone is Mizana with a sister, there is no Chi of Misa B'dei Adam, and there is only a Chi of Kari. And it's important to keep in mind, and as Rabbeinu Chananel points out, the Kai Malon Kol Chai V'Krisa Shilaku Niftru Medei Krisasan, and therefore someone that's Mizana with his sister is really Chai Malkus as well. And as the Yad Ramah points out, that this is the only time B'negei Arayis that the Pasuk uses the Lashon of V'Rosh Savasa, and therefore the Gemara is Atu Buriya Tali Mirsa, that is the Chiyav for being Mizana with your sister, just Tali Buriya. Of course it's Tali Yimbiya, and therefore the Torah shouldn't have used Lashon Riya, and should have used one of the other Lashonis that we already mentioned, and for example, a Lashon of Shechiva, or a Lashon of Gidlas Mekaira. Therefore, Ulu explains, El Achiro, Taim Misheldava, and as Rashi explains, El Roya Taim Misheldava, She Ervaloi, that he knows that she's an Erva, and she's asked to him. Rashi continues, V'hai Kra Gabi Karis Ksiv, V'im Einin Inin L'chiv Karis, Da'a Din Shemayimu, V'loi Boi Asra, Kame Shemay Yagalya, Im Shoyihu Aymezid, and therefore, certainly there's no requirement for Asra when someone is going to be Mizana with their sister. As the Gemara states, in Lukaris, and we continue on Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph, Tanayu in Malkus, therefore we say that Terry is telling us that if someone is Mizana with their sister, Bezdin wants to give them an Einish of Malkus, the only way that Bezdin would be able to do so is if he actually had Asra previously, and therefore we know that Asra Savasa, that he knew that it was Asa to be Mizana with her. And the Gemara continues with the second Makar for the concept of Asra, as the Bechiski Tana, as the Yeshiva Chiski, they learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk Mishpatim states, and this pasuk is talking about someone killing someone b'mezid, and as we know, they would be chayiv sayif, and we see from the pasuk that even though they already gave him asura, that he still does this act, and therefore he's amazed. And Rashi brings two ways to understand the limud, and Rashi first states, how do we know that he was amazed? The pasuk doesn't say that if he's amazed, and this is the Ikka Pshat. And the Gemara now continues with a third Makar, at the Beir Rabbi Shmuel Tana, as the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they learned is based on the Pasuk in Baal Eischa regarding the Mekoshish Esim, and the Pasuk states, Yakrivo Esai Hamaitzim Esai Mekoshish Esim Al Moshe Vel Aaron Vel Kola Eda, and the Brisa teaches us, Shehistru Boy Vadayinu Mekoshish, that after they gave him Asra, he still cut the wood. The reason why he was Chayev for being Eva on the Isra of Shabbos is because he already had Asra, and Rashi explains, Hamitzim Oisim Mekoshish, Shekishish Eitzim Lei Nemar, doesn't say that they saw that he cut wood, and Le Mekoshish, that he continuously was cutting wood, La'acha Shira'u Umatsoyu Hoy Mekoshish, that after they saw him, and they already found him, that he continued to be Mekoshish, Umatam Tolu Bekach, El Shehisboi Vadayin Mekoshish, it must be because the only way he was Chayiv is only because they gave him Asra, and then he continued to cut wood. Finally, the Gemara continues with the fourth Makar, as the Beir Rabbi Tana, they learned in Yeshiva Rabbi at the Pasuk in Pashki Seise regarding a Nayim Rasa states, Boitzesim Ashneim El Shari Arhi, Uskatum Isim Bavonova Mesu, Sanari Al Dvasha Loitzoka Beir, Vesa Ish Al Dvasha Ina, Saishis Reu, Beatar Omikubecha, and the Brisa teaches us that since the Pasuk uses Loshin Al Dvasha Ina, so we learn out Al Diski Dibor that the reason why she will be Chay Misa is because there was previously a Dibor and previously Asra. And before we continue, let's keep in mind that the last two Makuris were were from people that were going to be Chayev Skila, as Mekoshish Eitzim is someone that was Oiva on Chilul Shabbos and is Chayev Skila, and the Naim Rasa is also Chayev Skila, and the Gemara continues Vitzvicha, and we need all four Mekoris, the Kasra Achmana Achoisai, as if we would only have the Lima of Ula from the Pasuk regarding Achoisai, Havamina, Chayev Malkis in, Chayev Mises Lai, Kasra Achmana Kiyazid, so then we have a Havamina, the only time that the Torah requires Asra is only regarding Chayev Malkis, as the Maisa Chayev Malkis is something that's Kal, and therefore the Torah would require Asra. However, for something that's much more Chamor, like a regular Chayev Mises Bezdin, so maybe the Torah would not require Asra, and Kamash Blon from the Pasuk that Chizkiyah brought of Chiyazit Ishra Eul Ahogah Ba'Oma, which is referring to someone that kills someone, that's Chayev Mises Bezdin, and even so, there's a requirement to have Asra, and the Ikas Rachmanah V'Chiyazit, and if we would have the Pasuk of Chizkiyah, and we wouldn't have the last two Pesukim, then have a Mina, Hani Mili Sayev to kill, have a Skil L'Chamura Eim Aloi, and therefore Tzricha, we would think that the only time that the Torah requires Asra is only Lagabi Mises Bezdin, that is much more Kal, and for example, like Sayev, however, by Misa that's more Chamor, and for example, like Skila, then there would not be a requirement for Asra, therefore Kamash Blon, the Pesukim Bidegeya Mekoshish Eitzim, and Bidegeya Naim Rasa, that even by Chayv Skila, there's a requirement to have Asra, and the Gemara is for Tatim and Skol Lamli, so why would we need to psuk him to teach us there's a requirement for Asra, Bidegeya Chayv Skila, and why does the Pasuk have to tell us the same din by Mekoshish Eitzim and by Naim Rasa? And the Gemara explains, Rav Shimon Lasturi Nisrafim, that according to Rav Shimon that holds that Strafe is more Chamor than Skila, so we need the extra Pasuk in order to tell us that there's a Chayv of Asra, even by someone that's Chayv Strafe, and the Rabbanan, and according to Rabbanan, that holds that Skila is more Chamor than Strafe, so Milsad Asr B'Kavachim, and Tarch B'Kosvul Akra, that in the Chinami, although we could have learned this from a Kavachim, but Tarch B'Kosvul Akra, and the extra Pasuk comes to teach us that there's a requirement for Asra, even by Strafe. However, the Gemara is still bothered, V'licht Rachbana Ben Skolin, V'lesu Hana Feligmur Mirei, that you're right, you made a Sri Kasa from Malkus to Saif to Skila, L'mais is still Shver, as the Torah could have just written one Pasuk, B'negeya Skila, and taught us as a din of Strafe by Skila, and then we'd be able to learn everything else through a Kavachimah, as Madach Skila, which is so Chomer, there's a requirement for Asra, so therefore certainly B'negeya other Mises Bezdin, and B'negeya Malkus, there's a requirement for Asra. And the Gemara responds, Hachinami, Milsad Asra B'Kavachimah, Tarach B'Kosvul Akra, that in a Chinami we could have learned from a Kavachimah, but even so, the Torah goes out of its way to bring a Pasuk, and let's see the second Taisis on Mem Aleph from an Aleph, the Iksiv Kiyazid, with Taisis bothered Tame with Asra B'Anadachas Minole, that Lamaisa, since we see that we can't learn one din of Mises Bezdin from another, so L'Chir B'Anadachas, how do we know there's a requirement for Asra? The Mehani Loyasya, Shekim and Mein and Polat, as L'Chir we can't learn from the rest of the Mises Bezdin, because there's a Kula by other Mises Bezdin of Mein and Polat, and maybe there's no requirement for Asra by Anadachas, or El Mashma to be in Asra, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues that we previously learned, Hita Atzim and Lemisa, that after a person receives Asra, he has to respond, that I know that I'll be Chayiv Misa, and I know that I'll be Chayiv a specific Misa. The Gemara asks, we know on the how do we know that this is the Din, and where's the Makar from? And Amar Rav V'Tei Mechizkia, Amar Kroz, the Pasuk and Shaftim states, Al Pishnayim Edim, Eishloisha Edim, Yumas Ames, La Yumas Al Piyed Echad, and we learn out, Achiyata Atzim and Lemisa, and as Rashi explains, that since the Pasuk says, Yumas Ames, that the dead person will die, so Mashma, Kfahu Kameis, Kodim Shabala Bezin, Shechayiv Atzim and Misa Bepiv, that this person was considered like a dead man walking, as he himself already stated that he understands that he's going to be Chayiv Misa. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chanan, Eidi Naim Rasa, Shehuzmu, Ein Nerogin, Meteich Sheyichayim La'ima, La'isa Baila Banu, if there are Edim that testify that Reuven was Mezana with Rachel, and Rachel was already Mureses, then we find out that the Edim Zaymim, the original Edim, would not be considered Edim Zaymim, and they would not be Chayiv Misa. They could always say, we actually never came to testify that she should be Chayiv Misa, and we only were testifying that she should be also to her husband. However, the Gemara is, for Isuba, the Lemaisa, one of the things that Bezdin would ask the Edim is if they gave her Asra, since they will claim that they gave her Asra, even though certainly since they were Edim Zaymim, they definitely didn't give her Asra, but ultimately that's going to be their claim, so certainly they came to be Mechayev HaMisa, and not just La'isa HaBayla. The Gemara responds, La'asruba, that they never gave her Asra. The Gemara is, for La'asruba, Heich Miktala, that if they never gave her Asra, then certainly there was no way that she would ever be Chayev Misa, and therefore certainly the dinner of Rav Chanan would be Poshut, as certainly they would not be Chayev Misa if they became Edim Zaymim, as the Pasuk states, Kasha Zomam, and had to be that they were Mechayev HaMisa, and that's why they would be Chayev Misa, but in this case, since they never gave her Asra, and she won't be Chayim Misa, certainly it's Pasha that they're not going to be Chayim Misa. And the Gemara explains, Rav Chana is discussing a case, Be'isha Chavera, Valibud Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, that's talking about a case, Edom came to Bezin and they claimed that Rachel was Mizana, and Rachel is the wife of a Chavera, of a Talmud Chacham, and we're going according to Shita Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Ime Chavei in Sarach Asra, Lufishlai Nit Nasra, El Havcha Be'ishay Glimezid, and just like there's no requirement for Asra to be given to a Chava, there is no requirement for the wife of a Chava to receive Asra, and therefore, although these Edim did not give her Asra, she would have been Chayim Misa, and therefore, based on the standard Didim Kasha Zomam, they would also be Chayim Misa. However, Rav Chanan teaches us that they're not going to be Chayim Misa, because they always could claim, Lo Yisrael Baila Banu, and our testimony was not in order to be Mechayev HaMisa. And let's keep in mind that the Gemara will point out that this Din of Rav Chanan is not only relevant to a Naim Rasa, and it's relevant to any time any Edim come and testify regarding an Ishis Ish that she was Mizana, and those cases, if she's an Ishis Chavera, therefore they never gave her Asra for Misa, and then Edim came and Ambanzim these Edim, then they would not be Chayim Misa, as they could claim Lo Yisrael Baila Banu, and the Gemara will point this out in a moment. Although there's no requirement to give Asra to a person that's a Chavar or to his wife, but a Maisa, there should be a requirement for them to accept upon themselves the Misa and to be Mata Atzum Misa. And Taisus gives two Terutzim, either like Bayer Rabbi Yisi Shiata Atzum Misa, either Rabbi Yisi doesn't agree to the whole concept of being Mata Atzum Misa, Inami Chavar Kilu Hita Atzmai, or that just like Benegea Chavar or an Ashes Chavar, there is no requirement for Asra, there's also no requirement to be Mata Atzum Misa, as certainly we understand that it's clear to them that they're going to be Chayim Misa, even so they're being Oivan this Isser. The Gemara now continues and is bothered, Bekivin the Inulay Mikli, I Hechig Mikla, the Lachir according to Rav Chanan, if we're saying the Edom Zayimim would not be Chayim Misa, then how could it be that any Naim Rasa would be Chayim Misa, as Havila Eidu Shiyat Yachlazima, as even if they would not be Hazam, that would be Eidu Shiyat Yachlazima, and we know, Kol Eidu Shiyat Yachlazima, Loishma Eidus. The Gemara responds, Hachinami Kama, that in Chanami, this is part of Rav Chanan's point, as Mitfech Shein Nerogen, Sheikhin Leim, Loisa Baila Banu, Afi in Nereges, the Havila Eidu Shiyat Yachlazima, that certainly since Rav Chanan learns that Edom that testify regarding an Eishes Chava, that's an Ayim Rasa, that was Mizana, they can't be found to be Edom Zaymim, as they can always claim, Lo Yisrael Baila Banu, therefore, even if they are Edom Ksherim, that testify regarding an Eishes Chava, that she was Mizana while she's an Ayim Rasa, the woman would also not be Chayiv Skila, as the Eidus is not valid, since it's Eidus Shiyach Tuyach Lazima. The Gemara continues in Es, Al B'Isha Chavira, the Kaimel and the Mikdala, Libid Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Hechem Mishkachas La, but L'chira, in a case, where does the Isha Chavira, that's actually Mizana while she's an Ayim Rasa, which we know the din is that she should be Chayiv Skila, how would we be able to find such a case if any time that Edom come and testify regarding an Isha Chavira that's an Ayim Rasa, that she was Mizana, that Edus would not be accepted? And as we see, the Gemara field, but Pashas, the Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda would not be Chaylik and would not hold that it's possible that an Isha Chavira would not be Chayiv Misa if she's Mizana while she's an Ayim Rasa or while she's an Ishes Ish, and we wouldn't say that every Edus would be Batal because it's Edus Shiyat Yachlazima. The Gemara answers that in a Chinami, there is still a case where an Ishes Chavar that's Mizana while she's an Ayim Rasa will be Chayim Misa, because she's Zinsa v'chazav v'zinsa, where she's Mizana and then she's Mizana a second time. When the Edom testified that she was Mizana a second time, she was already Asal Baila, therefore they can't claim Lo Yisrael Baila Banu, and it must be that they came in order to be Mechayev HaMisa, and therefore would it be possible to be Mazim these Edim, and it would be Eid Shat Yachlazima, and she would be Chayev Misa. However, the Gemara continues and asks, that although we're not coming to ask her on her husband, but the Maisa the Din is that if a woman is Mizana, then not only she's Asa to her husband, she's also Asa to the person that she was Mizana with. Therefore, the Edim should be able to claim that we didn't come to testify in order to be Mechayev HaMisa, and we only came to testify in order to ask her on the second person that was Mizana with her. And for example, if Reuven was originally Mizana with her, and then Shimon was Mizana with her, then not only will Rachel be Asa to Reuven as well as to her husband, but she will now be Asa to Shimon. Ayin Rashi, Vayichayin Leim Leisah Be'il Lashani Banu, the Kaimel of Besach Seita, Mivirutu Havinit Mashtei Pamim, Kashem Shasu Lebaila, Kachasu Lebail. The Gemara responds, Shizinsu Mibal Rishayin, that in a Chenami, the scenario is that she was Mizana with the original Baal. Therefore, Rachel was already Asa to her husband and already Asa to the original Baal. Now that these Edim come and testify that she was Mizana a second time with the original Baal, so they're not coming to ask her on her husband, and they're also not coming to ask Asura on a boil because she's already asked to him, and therefore it must be they're coming to be Chayiv Amisa, and therefore the Din HaZom is Shaykh in that scenario, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. And in Taisi Din HaMaschal, Yisra Boil Sheni Banu, having much Lameh, the Irish is Insa Vlaya Dai Mihu, that we could have given a Teret. So we're talking about a scenario where the Edom came to Bezdin and said that we know that Rachel was Mizana a second time, and we're not sure who she was Mizana with, and therefore certainly they can't claim that they came to Asura on a second boil. They're only testifying regarding Rachel, therefore certainly their testimony was in regard to be Mechayiv Amisa. And the Gemara continues, Inami Shizinsa Mikrever, or we're talking about a case where the second time she was Mizana, she was a Mizana with one of her Kravim, and therefore the Edom can't say that we came to Asura on the boil Sheni, as she was already also to that person, as they were originally her Kravim, and therefore an Erevatar. I'm in the bottom taste of the Amid, Inami Shizinsa Mikrever, then Taima Kati Matsi Amri, the Paisla Be'edus Banu, the Baal Erev Pasla Edus, and why wouldn't the Edom be able to claim that we didn't come to be Mechayiv Amisa, we only came to be made that she was Mizana with this Karev in order to testify that this Karev is now Apostle Edus. Taiz answers the Ishlema then came, Havalim Umema, plainly Baal Naim Rasa, that if so, the Edom shouldn't have even mentioned who the Naim Rasa was, and they didn't have to mention her by name, and they just had to say that this person was Mizana with the Naim Rasa, and certainly that person would now be Apostle Edus, and by the fact that they testified regarding Rachel, so it must be that they came to testify that she's Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara now continues and asks the question that we previously mentioned, Maishna Naim Rasa Dinokat Afil Mansu Anami, that why is it that Rav Chana spoke about a case with an Edom regarding a Naim Rasa, if the same din would apply if Edom came and testified regarding an Ishis Chavar that was an Ishis Ish and was Mizana with anyone, that they would not be considered Edom Zaymim, as they could always taina that our testimony wasn't in order to be Mechayiv Amisa, and our testimony was only Loisar Baila. And the Gemara responds in that Inachanami, Rav Chana could have given this scenario, and the reason why he specifically spoke about a case of a Naim Rasa is that Afilu Huay the Yosfa to say Yechayim Leim Loisar Baila Banu, as a Chiddush, that even though this woman not yet in Nesua and she's only Mureses, and therefore she's not living together with her husband yet, and even so the Edom could taina Loisar Baila Banu, and certainly in a case where she's already an Eishes Ish and therefore she's living with her husband, then certainly the Edom would be able to taina that we didn't come to be Mechayiv Amisa, and we only came to testify in order to ask her on her husband. Before we continue with the Gemara, let's go back to our Mishnah on Daf Mem and Aleph, and the Mishnah was speaking about Chakiris and Bedikais, and the Mishnah mentioned Echad Chakiris ve'Echad Bedikais b'Mach Mechishus as Yedusim B'Teila, and was the chilek between Chakiris and Bedikais, Chakiris Echad Eimah Ein Yodea Yedusim B'Teila, Bedikais Echad Eimah Ein Yodea Va'afilu Shtayim Eimah Ein Ani Yodin Yedusim Kayames. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav Chista Echad Eimah B'Sayif Haragoy ve'Echad Eimah Barir Haragoy. If one of the witnesses testify that Reuven killed Shimon with a knife, and one of the witnesses testified that Reuven killed Shimon using an axe or a spit, ein zeh nachayin, this is not a proper edus, and they machash each other. The Gemara borrows the term nachayin from the pasuk that states v'hini emes nachna adava, and echad eimah keilu shchayin ve'echad eimah keilu levanim. However, if one of the edim testify that at the time that Reuven killed Shimon, Reuven was wearing black clothing, the other eight testified that he was wearing white clothing, hariz zeh nachayin, then it would still be a proper edus. This testimony and these facts are not relevant to the heart of the actual Maisa. It's not testimony that's relevant to the actual heart of the actual testimony as to how Reuven killed Shimon. Even though our Mishnah stated that B'negei B'dikais, if they machish each other, the Edus would be batal, but the Brisa teaches us that in this case it would be a proper Haggadah. However, the Gemara continues, Meisbei, let us ask a question from a Brisa on this member of Rav Chista, as the Pasuk states, Nachoin, Shehei Nachoin, that the Edus must be correct. Echad Eimah B'Sayif Haragoy ve'Echad Eimah Barir Haragoy, or Echad Eimah Keilu Shchayim ve'Echad Eimah Keilu Zodin, Ein Zeh Nachoin, is not considered valid Edus since they're being machish each other. And certainly this Brisa is a stira to the din of Rav Chista, and the Gemara answers, Targum Rav Chista B'Suda Shechonku Bay, Dehainu Sayif Haririn, Ne'inach Hanami, the second Brisa is discussing a case where the testimony is actually regarding a very pertinent fact. We're not talking about the clothing that Reuven was wearing at the time that he killed Shimon. The Brisa is discussing the scenario where the Edom testified that Reuven killed Shimon by strangling him with a handkerchief. Then Reuven said that the handkerchief was black, and Shimon said that that handkerchief was white. And since there's a stira in the Guf HaEdus and to the description of the actual murder weapon, therefore the Edus would be batal. But in the Chanami, even the Brisa would agree to the din of Rav Chista in a scenario where the Edom are only testifying regarding a side fact, and for example, regarding the clothing that the murderer was wearing at the time that he killed Shimon, then certainly even if they're machish each other, the edus would still be mekuyim and would still be valid. Whatever the Gemara now is from another brisa, as Tashma, the brisa teaches us echa ima sandal of shcherim ve'echadam sandal of levanim ain't zin nachin, that if one aid testifies Reuven's shoes were black and one aid testifies that his shoes were white, then since they're machish each other, so the testimony will be batal, and this is against the din of Rav Chista. And the Gemara once again answers hasim nami kagoyin shabbat by besandli v'hargoy, that we're talking about the actual murder weapon, as the Edom testified that Reuven killed Shimon by kicking him with his shoe. Therefore, since the Edom are being machish each other as to the color of the murder weapon, so therefore ein zeh nachon, and the edus would be batal. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a raya from our Mishnah against this din of Rav Chista, as Maisu Baduk ben Zakkai b'oksei te'ina, as a Mishnah taught us that there was a story that ben Zakkai was boidik te'idim regarding the stems of the figs. We see, even though that wouldn't have been a material fact, even so, ben Zakkai would have passed the edus if they would have been say to each other. Once again, the Gemara answers, Amrani b'chama k'gayin sh'okats te'ina b'shabes da'aloch ha'mikdol, that in the Chanami we're talking about a case where the actual stems of the figs was relevant to the Issa. This testimony was relevant to Chilul Shabbos, and the Edom testified that Reuven is chayiv for being Michal Shabbos as he cut Te'inim off of a fig tree, and therefore Ben Zakkai asked him what type of ukitz was it, and was it thick or was it thin. However, the Gemara says that this is not a valid teretz, because of Tanya we learned to the Braisa that Amuloi tachas Te'ina haragai, that they said to Ben Zakkai that Reuven killed Shimon underneath a fig tree, and therefore we see that the Edom weren't testifying regarding Chilul Shabbos, and they were testifying regarding Reuven killing Shimon, and therefore how can you say that the Uksei Te'inim are relevant and are a material fact? Lamaisa, that should be no different than testifying that Reuven was wearing white or black clothing. Lefi Rav Chista, even if they would be say to each other, it should not be mevatel the edus. The Gemara now answers, El Amrei Bachama, Kagun Sheshiftu B'Yichud Shel Te'ina, in Chanami, while it's true that Reuven killed Shimon underneath a fig tree, and therefore it seems that the thickness of the actual stem of the fig is not a material point. However, according to Rav Chista, he will explain that the story was where the Edom testified that Reuven killed Shimon by stabbing him with the shoots of a fig tree. Therefore, certainly the question as to the Uksei Te'inim was a material fact, and if the Edom would have been say to each other, then certainly the Edus would be batal. However, the Gemara continues that this can't be the Teretz, and this can't be pshat in the story with Ben Zakkai. As Tashma, we learned in the Braisa that Ben Zakkai did not ask the Edom regarding the shoots of the fig tree, as Amalohen, as Ben Zakkai asked the Edom Te'ina Zu, or Kutzer Dakin, or Kutzer Gassin, Te'inim Shkiris, Te'inim Levanois, were the stems of the figs thick or thin, were the actual figs black or white. And certainly it can't be that the fig was the actual murder weapon, and therefore it must be that he was just asking Bidikais, weren't regarding pertinent facts of the actual murder, and even so, Ben Zakkai asked these questions, and would see that if the Edom would be say to each other, then their Edus would be batal, and this is a question on the Shita Rav Chista. And finally, the Gemara states, Elam Rabbi Yosef, therefore Rabbi Yosef explains, Bibim Zakkai Loisev Inish, that certainly you can't ask a question from Ben Zakkai on the Shita Rav Chista, as Shani Ben Zakkai, the Bidikas Chakirus Mashvilei, the Inachanami Ben Zakkai is Choylik on the Tanakamava Mishnah, as although the feet of Tanakamava Mishnah, the only time that Edom would be possible is either if they're say to each other regarding the Sheva Chakirus, or if they're say to each other regarding any Bidikas that are relevant to a material fact. If the Edom are say to each other regarding a fact that is not a pertinent detail to the case, and for example, if they testified regarding the murderer, they were wearing white or black clothing, then they would not be considered batal. However, Ben Zakkai argues on that point, and he holds that even if the Edom are say to each other regarding a point that is not relevant to the actual murder, then their testimony would be considered batal. And let's see Rashi on the second of the wide lines at the bottom of Amid, Kechakiris Mashvile Livde Bechal Sheyucha Kedei Lahachish, Vichehechid Bechakiris Mechashke Bedava Acher, Zeim Bemokim Pleni, Vizeim Bemokim Pleni, Dehainu Dava Acher, Da Mokim Loi Hago, Hachinam Bedikais, that just like we find in the Gei Chakiris, that one of the questions is that where did the Maisa take place, and the Maisa that's not really a pertinent detail aside for Benegeya Din of Azama, and even so if the Edom and Machash each other, then they're considered puzzle. Therefore, the same thing applies to Bedikais, that even if they ask a question to the Edom that's not relevant to a pertinent detail as to the exact murder or as to the Chiyu Misa, and even so if they Machash each other, then the Edus would be bottle. And the Gemara continues that we just mentioned the Shita Ben Zakkai that was mentioned on Mishnah, and the Gemara asks Mam Ben Zakkai, that who is Ben Zakkai, as Elim Rabbeichem Ben Zakkai, as if we're referring to Rabbeichem Ben Zakkai, Mihav B'Sanhedrin, was he really part of a Sanhedrin, was involved in judging Dina Nefashos, V'atanya, but we learned to the Brisa, Kol Shneisiv Shor Rabbichem and Zakai Meiv Esam Shana. Rabbichem and Zakai lived 120 years. Abom Shana Asap Bavamatya. His first 40 years, he was busy with business. Abom Shana Lomad, and then the next 40 years, he learned Torah. And Abom Shana Limeid, only during the last 40 years of his life did he teach Torah. Therefore, certainly Rabbichem and Zakai could not have been on a Sanhedrin until the last 40 years of his life. And Vitanya, we learned in the Brisa, Abom Shana Kedem Churban Abayis, Golsa Sanhedrin Vyoshval Bechanos, that 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the Sanhedrin went to Golos, the Sanhedrin left Lishkas HaGozes and went to a place on the Abayis called the Chanos, that this teaches us that at this point they no longer judge Dini Knossos, and the Gemara continues and asks, Dini Knossos Al-Kadaitach, that could you think that Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Avdimi meant that the Sanhedrin was no longer able to judge Dini Knossos, as certainly there's no requirement to be in Lishkas HaGozes to judge Dini Knossos, and as long as the members of the Sanhedrin had smicha, they could judge Dini Knossos, and they could judge Dini that relevant to someone that was an Anusa or a Mefuta, etc. And Elosh Leidonu Dini Nefashos, and therefore Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Avdimi must mean once the Sanhedrin removed themselves from Lishkas HaGozes and they went to Golos and they went to Chanos, then they no longer were able to judge Dini Nefashos, as the only time that any Sanhedrin Ketana can judge Dini Nefashos is only when the Sanhedrin Gedola is situated in the Lishkas HaGozes. Gemara continues with its question, Utnan, and we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Mishichar Beis HaMikdash Hiskun Rabbi Yechem Zakai, that after the Churban HaBayis, Rabbi Yechem Zakai was still alive, and he instituted many takanois, and therefore we see that he lived after the Churban HaBayis, and certainly his last 40 years of his life were after the 40 years when Bezdin already stopped judging Dini Nefashos. Therefore, certainly when our Mishnah mentioned that Ben Zakai was involved in a judgment that had to do with Dini Nefashos, it can't be speaking about Rabbi Yechem Zakai. The Gemara will now bring two different explanations, and the first part is Ela Ben Zakai da Alma, that in the Chanami we're talking about a different Ben Zakai, and Hachanami Mustavra, the Isak Dat Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai, Karli Rabbi Ben Zakai, that if we were talking about Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai, then how could it be that Rabbi would call him Ben Zakai, as certainly he would have to be called Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai, as he had smicha. However, the Gemara is that how could you say we're talking about a different Ben Zakai, but Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Maisu, Badak Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai, but Uksi Teinim, and therefore we see that this story actually occurred with Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai and not with a different Ben Zakai. Therefore, we still have our original question that how could you say Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai was involved in Dini Nefashos if Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai wasn't yet a Rav and wasn't yet part of the Sanhedrin until after the last 40 years of Bayis Sheni already began and there was no longer any Dini Nefashos? And therefore, the Gemara answers El Talmud Yeshel Fei Rabbi Havai that in the Chanami at this point, Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai was not yet a member of Sanhedrin, and this Maisa occurred prior to the 40 last years of Bayis Sheni. At this point, he wasn't Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai yet, and he was still Ben Zakai, as he still did not have smicha. This story occurred during the 40 years that he was learning, and he wasn't yet teaching. But on the milso, mistavelu taimei lemaisa, he told his rabbeim, and he told the members of the Sanhedrin that we should be boidik beuksei teinim, and they agreed with his svara, and therefore they were boidik beuksei teinim. And we continue in daf mem alfam and beis ukavu b'shmei. And even though Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai was not a member of Sanhedrin at that time, but they still would convey this halacha in his name. And the Gemara continues, ki havalomed ben Zakai havakarle, and when he was learning Torah, he was still a Talmud, and he wasn't yet teaching Torah. He called him Ben Zakai ki talmud ha-yeshiv fnei rabbi, and ki havalomed, but once he started teaching Torah, havakarle Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai, and ki karle ben Zakai al-shem mikara. And when our Mishnah calls him Ben Zakai, they call him that because at that time, he was still only learning, and therefore he didn't yet have the title of Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai. However, ki karle Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai, and when the Braisa refers to him as Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai, al-shem dehashto, refers to him as Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai, based on the fact that eventually he became Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakai, but in the Chanami at the time of the story, he was still a Talmud Yeshu Fnei Rabbi, and he was really only called Ben Zakai. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, and the Bach is curious that the Gemara now begins its quote from the following part of the Mishnah, Ma ben Chakiris l'bedika, it's Chakiris, Echraim ein yideya, dusim teila, bedikas, Echraim ein yideya, vafilu shnaim oimim ein yoydin, edusim kayemes. And the Gemara asks, Ma yafilu shnaim oimim pshita, ki yab echad ein yideya, edusim kayemes, ki yami bei tre, nami edusim kayemes. And l'chir, why did the Mishnah have to tell us that afilu shnaim oimim ein yideya, that the edus is kayem? But since we said that if one of them says ein yideya, that his edus kayemes, therefore we see that there's no requirement to actually have the two edim knowing any of the details that are part of bedikais. And therefore, why would we think that if two of the edim actually say ein yideya, that would make any difference? And as Rashi states, pshita, kivin the Ama Echad in Yidea, Shmin Tana de Dusen Kiemes, Saki Amritavayu Name Kiemesi, Dilo Ama Echad in Yidea, Myrivuse, Kim and Amachaveir in Yidea, Zele Mayuvle Married, so therefore the testimony of the second aid is not going to be relevant anyway. And the Gemara first responds, Amrav Sheshes, Areshakai, the Inachanami, this part of the Mishnah is going back on the din of Chakiris of the Resha, Vahaki Kama, Bechakiris, Afilu Shnaim Amridano, Vechad Ama in Yidea, Edisum Betela, that in regard to Chakiris, if there are actually three Edim that come to testify, two of the Edim actually testify exactly the same, and one of the Edim say that I don't know, then the Edis would be Batal, and Kiman, Rabbi Kiva, the Makish Leishalishnaim, and this is going like Rabbi Kiva, that makes a Hekesh between three Edim and two Edim, and as Rashi brings from the Mishnah Mesechus Makis and Afheim Rebez, that Mashnaim in Zim Achizu Mishnaim, Afshloshton Achizu Mishloshton, Vize Yafshlazimon, Rashi points out that Afagav Rab Shimon Ka'amalala Milsa Hassam, and even though it is actually words of Rab Shimon in Mesechus Makis, Dilu Rabbi Kiva Makshin Lahachi, Mashnaim Nims Echman Kari Pasol, Afshloshon Nims Echman Kari Pasol, I do some Betela, Mi Rabbi Kiva Islay Namid Rab Shimon, Umoisiv Iu, but Rabbi Kiva actually agrees to the Shita Rab Shimon, and he's just adding another Pshat, and Ayin Taisis, who brings down the Shita of Rashi, and he asks on Rashi, the Lachari that's not the Mashmois of Al Gemara, and Ayin Taisis how he explains Al Gemara, but the Maisa, Rab Sheshes' point is that the Chiddush of the Mishnah, when it speaks about two Edim, it's actually teaching us that if two of the Edim state Yadanu, even though if we would just have their Edus, then it would be valid Edus, as we already have two valid Edim, but since one of the Edim actually said in Yudea, then it's been battle all of the Haggadahs, and the entire Edus would be battle. However, the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, that Rava asked Rav Sheshes, V'haidus and Kayemes Ktani, that Lemaisa, our Mishnah is not talking about Bittel Edus, and our Mishnah is telling us that Edus and Kayemes, therefore it can't be that that's Pshat in the Mishnah, and Elam Rava, and therefore Rava explains that although I agree with Rav Sheshes, that this part of the Mishnah is going back on the Reish of the Mishnah, and is referring to Chakiris, but Hachikama, but this is what the Mishnah is teaching us, Afilu B'Chakiris, that even if there would be a case of Chakiris, where there are three Edim, and Shnaim Im Yudanu, Ve'echad Im Yudea, where two of the Edim testify that we do know the answer to this Chakira, they actually give the same response, and one of the Edim says that I don't know, then I do some Kayemes, command like Rabbi Kiva, and this is specifically going not like Rabbi Kiva, as Enechinami, since we have two Edim that actually Mechabin, and actually saying the same testimony, then even though one of the Edim say Eni Yudea, then the Edus would still be Mekuyim, and we would Mekayim the Edus with the two Edim that are actually testifying the same as each other, and the third aid would be Kamandalesa. And Ayin Rashi do Maskel Rava Omar, where he points out that Lefi Rava, this entire clause of the Mishnah, is going back on the din of Chakiris, and as Rashi explains, Rava Omar, Hadetani Afilu, Lava Vusa Bedubikis Kai, El Arvusa de Chakiris Kai, Vahaki Kama, Nambi Chakiris Lubidikis, Chakiris Hechad Leka El Tre Sadi, if there are only two Edim, and Ama Echad Inidea, Edusa Matela, but Bedikis, Ama Echad Inidea, Edusa Kayamas, and regarding Bedikis, Fuha Din Lishneim, and even if both Edim would say in Yudea, then it would not be Mevatel the Edus, the Havala Edus from Huzamas B'Chakiris, as these Edus could still be Huzam through the Chakiris. The Mishnah then continues, Bafil B'Chakiris, Mishkachas La, the Ama Echad in Yudea, Edus and Kayamas, the Hechidami could go into Ekatlasa, the Eshel Edus at the Sky and Bishnaim, or Mishim Shlishi Lai Mipsli Hanach, or the Lai Karbakiva. And the Gemara now continues, Rav Kahana, Rav Safra, Tanu Sanhedrin, Bei Rabba, Rav Kahana, Rav Safra, learned Sanhedrin, the Yeshiva of Rabba, and Pogabu, Rabbi Mimachama, and Rabbi Bachama met them, and Amul, who Rabbi Bachama said to Rav Kahana, Rav Safra, Mayim Risu, Baba Sanhedrin, Bei Rabba, what was the Chidushin that was said when you learned Sanhedrin, the Yeshiva of Rabba, and Amul Lay, and Rav Kahana, Rav Safra, respond to Rabbi Bachama, and Mayim Rinu, Baba Sanhedrin, Gridosa, that by you mentioning Sanhedrin, it's mashma that you bothered with something that's relevant to Sanhedrin, and my Kashalacha, and was bothering you, Amul Lay, and Rabbi Bachama responded, Mehoditoni, Ma Bein Chakiris, Lebedikais, Chakiris, Echad Ayim Eni Dei, Edusim Betela, and Bedikais, Oma Echad Ayim Eni Dei, Vafilu Shnaim Ayim Eni Yodin, Edusim Kiyames, and I'm therefore bothered, Mechtei, Edi Vi Edi Duraisi, that both Chakiris and Bedikais are Din Duraisa, and therefore, Maishna Chakiris and Maishna Bedikais, why is it that Chakiris are Edusim Betela, whereas Bedikais, Edusim Kiyames, and the Gemara tells us, Amulei, Rav Kahana, Rav Safra responded to Rabbi Bachama, Hachi Hashta, that certainly it's clear what the chiluk is between Chakiris and Bedikais, as Bechakiris, Oma Echad in Yedea, Edusim Betela, the Havala Eda Shiata Chalazima, as we previously explained, that all the seven questions of Chakiris are relevant in order to make sure that the Edom could be Huzam. However, Bedikais, Oma Echad in Yedea, Edusim Kayames, as Eda Shiata Chalazimahu, as is still Eda Shiata Chalazima, and therefore the Edus in in Habotol, and Amaluhu, a Roni Bechom, responder of Kanarav Safra, Yehochi Amrisu Beituva, that if this is your Teretz, and you're able to answer my question so easily, so I see that you did learn a lot in Yeshiva of Rabbah, and the Gemara tells us, Amrulei, that Rav Kahana and Rav Safra responded to Roni Bechom, Yitivusa Demar, Minim Beituva, Mizinusa Demar, Leim Minim Bovalechoda, that it's only because you are so good, and you have such a Ayin Teva, therefore you didn't ask us any other questions, and therefore you're able to say that we learned a lot in the Yeshiva of Rabbah. However, if you would have been much stronger with us and you would have asked us questions, then we wouldn't have been able to answer any questions. This response of Rav Kahana and Rav Safra seems to be a Lashon Hanava and a Lashon of humility. And let us quickly see Rashi on the Sugya. Rashi starts with Diba Maskel B'Sanhedrin Be Rabbah, and Rashi explains, Klema Machidish Atam Eimim B'Sanhedrin B'Bayis Adam Gadol Kagoyin Rabbah Yesh Lecham L'Chadish B'Habe. They responded in Mar Minim B'Sanhedrin G'Yidosa Ma Yesh Lon Lema Il Lehiyun Lemedim P'i Chacham Kol Kach Hecha Yesh L'Hakshish Bo Ma Kash Lecha, and what's bothering you? And at the end of the Sugya, Rav Bachama tells them Tu V'Amrisa Bo Har B'Yesh Lechem Taimim Bo. Then Rav Kahana Rav Safra respond to Rav Bachama Mitivusi Dema Minim Bo Tuva Ma'achma Sha'ata Toi V'Onav U'moid Lonu Ano Eimim Bo Habe. However, Mitivusi Dema Ima Yisu Reitz L'Hasis Bono L'Hakshais Lo Yoyinu Yoydim Negdech HaKlum Nizius Loshen HaMadab V'Koshi V'Chazoka Ayin Shom. The Gemara now continues and quotes from our Mishnah that our Mishnah mentioned that one of the Chakiris was that Bezdin would ask the Edim, on what day of the month did you see this Maisa? The Mishnah then explained that Echadoim B'Shtayim B'Chodesh Ve'Echadoim B'Shleish B'Chodesh Eidusin Kayamas Shezeh Yedeh B'Bur Shechodesh Ve'Zeh In Yedeh B'Bur Shechodesh However Ve'Zeh B'Shleish Ve'Echadoim B'Chamisha Eidusin B'Teila. The Gemara begins that you stated that it's possible that Edim would make a mistake by one day, as it's possible that one of them knew about the Iba Chodesh and one of them did not know that previous month was a Chodesh Malay. But the Gemara asks, Ad Kama, until what point do we say that they wouldn't know about the Iba Chodesh? And Amrab Achim Rab Chinin, Amrab Asi, Amrab Yechon, that Ad Rubei Shel Chodesh, that this would only continue until it's after the Rav of the month. Once it's already after most of the month passed, then certainly everyone should know if the prior month was a Chodesh Malay or Chodesh Chaser, and therefore if one of the Edim would actually testify that the Maaseh occurred on the 20th of the month, and one Ed would actually testify that the Maaseh occurred on the 21st day of the month, and even if they both agreed as to the day of the week, it would still be considered Edus Mukheshes, and the Edus would be Batal. And L'chari, we can now understand why Rashi and our Mishnah, Diba Maskel B'Kam B'Chodesh, explains with an example of B'Esonai B'Esonai B'Chamisha. Since in those examples, it's already after the middle of the month, then both Edim have to testify to the exact same date, and we wouldn't even allow a discrepancy of even one day. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, that Rava explains, that from our Mishnah, we also see the same halacha that Rabbi Yechon just stated, as the Mishnah stated, Echleim B'Shleisha Ve'Echleim B'Chamisha Eidusim B'Teila V'Amai, and why would they eat it to be Batal? Namish Shezeh Yedei B'Shnei Burin V'Zeh Ein Yedei B'Shnei Burin. Why don't we just say that they're really testifying regarding the same day? One of them knew that there were two Chodesh Malay, and therefore was the third of the month, and the other one did not know that there were two Chodesh Malays, and therefore he thought that it's the fifth of the month. Elilav Mishum Debru B'Yada, and it must be because once most of the month passes by, then everyone will know, and therefore it's impossible to say that an aid would make a mistake regarding 2 months. And Ayin Rashi Diu Maschus Shezeh Yedei Beziburin Shahu Shnei Chadashim Uburin Oy B'Yachad, either 2 months in a row Oy B'Dilug, or even if they wouldn't know about 2 months that were not exactly in a row, the Zemanan L'Kulin Chaserin, and the other aid thought that both months were Chasa. However, the Gemara responds that you can't bring a raya from this case of the Mishnah, as La'ilam Eim L'Cha B'ru B'Nam L'Yada, as really I could tell you that even when it's most of the month, that Edim would not necessarily know if the prior month was a Moli or Chasa. Therefore, even if one aid would testify that I saw Reuven kill Shimon on the 20th of the month, and the other aid would testify that I saw Reuven kill Shimon on the 21st of the month, that Edus would still be considered valid. The reason why we don't say that it's possible that they would make a mistake of 2 days, and one aid would think that there were two Chadoshim that were Moli, and one aid would think that those two same Chadoshim were actually Chasa, is because of Shapur Yada, that since Bezdin would blow Shofar every single month, and it was Rish Chodesh, and it doesn't make a difference if it was a Chodesh Malay or Chodesh Chasar, and although Bechad Shapur Amad Atai, betray Shapur Le Amad Atai, although it's possible that the Edom would actually make a mistake and wouldn't hear one of the Shofaris, however, it's very unlikely that Edom would actually not hear two of the Shofaris and would make a mistake regarding 2 months, and that's why only after the month is finished, then we would have this klal. However, within 1 month, it's possible that even if it's after the 15th of the month and Rav the Chodesh already passed, an Eidim would not necessarily know if this Chodesh was Malay or this Chodesh was Chasar, and therefore, at least from our Mishnah, you can't bring a Raya to the dinner of Rabbi Echran. And before we finish, let us see the second Taisis on that Mem Alvim Beis, Dibur Maskel Shazay Yodea Bibur Shal Chodesh. And really, this Taisis is relevant to our Mishnah, and Taisis bothered with Kasha that how could it be that Bezin will be Taninan Lay, and Bezin will basically say that these Eidim are not considered Mukheshes, as we will explain that one knew about the Ibur Chodesh and one didn't know about the Ibur Chodesh. Mechir, we generally have a concept B'negei Adin and Fashais of Etzilu Eida. Mechir, why should Bezin be Taninan Lay, and why doesn't Bezin just say that they're considered Eidim Mukheshes, and at least they should have to ask the Eidim if they knew it was a Chodesh Malu or not? And let us see the Lashon of Taisis, Kasha, Umay Ilu Daikinan Bahadi Sadi Tabay Yodi Bibur Shal Chodesh, Bahavi Eidim Mukheshes, Vana Neku Venema Dahi Kama, Nikdale Misveka. And Taisis In says, Vishlema, the Shapa Daikinan, Kivin the Shalina Beizioim, Mukhavan Liam Echad, that as we explained, that since we asked the Eidim what day of the week did they see the Maisa, and both the Eidim gave the same response, and for example, they both said that Reuven killed Shimon on a Monday, so therefore it is a non-sadi that Shema Mina Zayoda Bibur Shal Chodesh Vizela Yoda. And Taisa continues and asks, Vim Taima, Taichi Daik Mehacha Bereish Ben Sarah, the Bedinin the Fashas as Lina Basaruba, the Rubid Inchi Taru Bibur the Achi, Shani Hacha the Kivnu Shnaim Liam Echad, as Lachir, the reason why we're going Basarayv is not based on a standard din of Rayv, but because it is a non-sadi, because they were both Mechavan Liam Echad, Vishlem Adim Isa the Layers Lina Basaruba, Havalik Chazu Magid, then we would consider that these Eidim are really being Chazu Magid, but my Dekam Achakach, with their later testimony regarding the day of the week that this Maisa occurred, that Reikva Hochashu, as the Maisa, they were ready Hochash when they said the wrong date, and one said it was Beis Bechodesh, and one said it was the third day of the month. And Taisa brings Raya, Midi the Hava, Echorim Beshlesha, Echorim Bechamisha, that Filu Kivdin Lim Echod, that even if they would actually testify that it occurred on the same day, and they would both testify that Reuven killed Shimon on Monday, Edusa Bedela, Vlei Omer Chat Ta Beshnei Bure, Mishum Mishnei Bure, Lei Toro Inche, Kedam Begumara, and therefore we see that the only reason that we believe them is only based on Rav, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.